Welcome back to your favourite lesbian podcast, Les Talk. My name is Charlotte and my pronouns are she, her.
And I'm Spencer and my pronouns are they, them.
And we are your amazing hosts that are going to take you on a journey of all things gay and queer. Enjoy.
I'm Spencer. My pronouns are they, them, and I don't know why I'm here, but apparently I'm a cool person because Charlotte just randomly reached out to me and asked me to be a part of this.
Yeah, I rang you really nervously. I was like, hi, can I call you? And you were like, yeah, what's wrong?
I know, I almost shat myself. I was like, what? Yeah, no worries, what do you want from me? Because you're like, I just need to talk to you, but it's better to do it over phone call. And I was immediately like, okay, take accountability, what have you done wrong? Like, I was like, what have I done wrong? And then you're like, do you want to be a part of Les Talk? And I'm sure a lot of other people were like, oh no, what's happened with you and Ashlyn?
Yeah.
For a hot second.
Look, like, Ashlyn got promoted, she works at Cadbury's, she has a major job in that, like, industry, company, whatever it is. She's got a promotion, but she's working like 50-hour weeks, and like, mm-hmm. It's mad. And for us to spend time together, like, we don't want to sit down and record. Like, she's doing the food shop at the moment, so it's just, this is our life at the moment. But I really enjoy doing podcasting, and I've always been a fan of you, and I was like, I wish we could work together. Like, how do I make this happen? But I was so nervous ringing you. It was so scary. I felt like I was asking someone out on a date. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I were. Yeah. Every weekend this we're going to have a date. I know. Oh, we've got, God. Like, little drinks and everything. Just don't tell Ashlyn. Pink gin.
But me too.
Oh, my God. Oh, see, there's going to be very much. Because, like, me and Spencer have, like, known each other online, but we've never really... We spoke, but, like, we've never spoke like this, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, we're friends. I'd call you my friend.
Oh, okay.
I don't not joking. Know you. Oh, that's really cute that you think that. That's really yeah. sweet, yeah.
No, I would call you my friend, too.
But, yeah, we're not, like, we're not besties.
Yeah.
But yet.
Yeah, yet.
Yet. Yet. Yeah. We'll get there, eventually.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I had a spicy little idea.
Okay, love it.
That we will now be testing our compatibility. It's the first record. We don't, you know, like we said, we're friends, but we don't know that much about each other.
Yeah.
How can we do that in a gay way? Astrology.
Well, actually, I want to just like not call you out, but you tweeted something the other day. I have it screenshotted on our phone, but we're on FaceTime at the moment, so I can't get it up. But your tweet was something like, when a girl asks you about your star sign, it's either because they want to know if they hate you or if they want to fancy you or something. And like, I saw this tweet and I was like, wait, Spencer asked to like my star sign? So I wanted to know which one it was, really.
Look, I'm going to go on public record here and I'm going to make it very known that I'm in love with you and... I don't think I can hide it or deny it.
No, it's fine. Well, when I saw that tweet, I was like, oh, how do I have this conversation with Ashlyn now? Like, it's the first episode.
It's our first date. That tweet was actually bred from a girl popping up to me on a... Because, by the way, I'm very single. People don't know.
Is this, very, like, this talk going to be, like, your journey to find a new partner?
Yeah, honestly, that's why I'm here. I don't really know why else I'd bother.
Yeah, of course.
Well, no, you're, like, the one who's in a grown-up, like, big-girl relationship, and I'm just the one that's, like, single and desperately looking on apps, like, please, someone, just love me. But her first question to me when this girl popped up was, what's your star sign? And I was like, oh, you're trying to fuck. Like, or you hate me. Like, yeah. People ask because they want to judge you.
Okay.
And whenever I say I'm a Leo, people are like, oh...
Yeah, I was saying this to you because I was nervous to tell you my star sign because I was out before and someone's like, well, what are you? And I'm like, an Aquarius. And they're like, oh, that's good for you. And I was like, what the fuck do I do with that? I was just like, oh, okay, like, thanks, like, I guess. They were just really angry at the fact that I was an Aquarius and I didn't know where to go with that. It was just the worst experience of my life.
That's just rude.
I know.
Of your life, wow. Do you know much about star signs in general? Is that your thing?
Well, my friends Abby and Imogen are really into that kind of thing, so like, I know the basics of what they tell me. I found out as a Libra moon and Libra rising, if I'm right. and one of them were like, oh, Bab, like, and I was like, what? Like, what does that even mean?
I think it means you're a little sensitive girl.
Oh, but
I'm not entirely sure.
100% that's true. But yeah, I don't know about it. All I know that I'm an Aquarius and Ashton's a Taurus. And when we, you know, like in year six, when you used to like put someone's name into a computer.
Yeah, in year six, not me, every day when I match with someone on Tinder. Yeah, year six, yeah.
Year six or yesterday, whatever, like whatever your preference is. Me and Ashton got 0%, and that's as much as my knowledge on star signs go. But yeah, are you into that kind of stuff?
I am, but because as a Leo, I only really know things about my own side. I know things about star signs that I'm like close to as well. Like my ex-girlfriend was the epitome of an Aries. And she would just be like minding her business, doing nothing. And I'd be like, ugh, you're such an Aries right now. But I don't really know that much about Aquarius's. What's the plural?
Don't ask me. I just about pass English, so.
Do you want to hear a little bio of what an Aquarius woman is supposed to be like?
Yes, please, please.
Now, an Aquarius woman is typically smart and independent. This is going to feed the egos for anyone who's an Aquarius that's listening as well.
Yeah, because I'm already like, yeah, this sounds great. Like, I love it.
Tell me more. She's a woman who marches to the beat of her own drum, requires freedom to be who she is, as well as to think and do what she wants. She's typically a cool, friendly, eccentric, and unconventional female. Gay, that's what they mean.
Yeah.
With an equally unusual way of looking at the world.
I think I see the world pretty bland, but apart from that, like, it's like, all sounds, like, pretty sick.
It's just compliments, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, like, I don't own a drum. Like, I know that's not the literal thing, but I've never played the drum, so... Every Aquarius I've met, like, I've got on really well because they're just so, like, extravagant and quirky, and they just, like, I don't know, they always seem to, like, want to change the world, and I guess, like, in a way, I do, so I guess... Yeah, what about a Leo, though? I know a few Leos, and they are quite, not aggressive, but in your face.
How dare you? The bio I've got here, I think, is pretty accurate. And I'm upset because it's got negative traits, and yours didn't, so whatever. Leos can be counted on to bring sunshine into other people's lives. Dignified, playful, ambitious, and loyal. They're known for being exceptionally generous. On the negative side, they can be quite egotistical, demanding, intolerant, domineering, lazy, and stubborn.
Wow, there was quite a lot of negatives there. Like, I'm not going to focus on them for your sake, there's quite a lot. It's just like, on the other hand, like, they didn't even give you that many positives, to be honest. They were really trying to get to the negatives.
But because I am a Leo, I choose to ignore all of the negative things.
Yeah, I say that's the best thing to do in life, though. Just ignore anything negative. Like, you don't need that.
And you feel various. That's your take on the world.
It's just such an out there take. But no, like, I think Leos are like game changers. They're always in your face, like, always trying to push boundaries. This is like me just seeing who my friends are as Leos, and like, you're very much like that as well. Like, you're always like out there, like, saying good things, I guess.
What did you think? I mean, can we say that we briefly met?
Yeah, like, we met at Sidewalk, like, in Birmingham. So Spencer came to Birmingham, where I'm at, and you were like, oh, where are you? And then Ashton was walking past, she was like, that's Spencer. And I was like, oh my god, look out the window. And I was with my mom and dad, and I remember my mom put her bum towards you. Am I remembering this right?
Oh yeah, your mom was DTF.
Yeah. My dad was not there.
I just looked over and I saw this man staring at me, and I was like, look, I am Mr. Steal Your Girl. What's her name?
Lisa. Big up, Lisa.
Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Hi. I just want you to know that.
I really enjoyed
that. Misconnections. It's like a misconnections thing on the radio. I just want you to know that I really felt a connection between us, and if you're looking for a spicy little non-binary person to enter your life, I'm here. Spicy Leo. We spent all of about 2 minutes in each other's company. Do you think that I was a typical Leo in those 2 minutes?
No.
I mean, I did absolutely sprint from the side to
you were
outside.
Very fast. I'll give you that. You're very fast.
I'm like a wicked.
From the time that you saw us in the window, you're like looking around, and then you sprang out. But no, like, we had 2 minutes and we hurt, well, we elbowed. And then I was just like, oh, my mom, she put her ass in the air. By ass in the air, like, she saw us do elbows and she was, like, trying to, like, butt, like, handshake, I think. Like, that's...
She's trying to do a little butt bump.
Yeah, butt bump. That's just my mom. And then I was like, oh, we've got to go to Dixie Chicken's, and we got some chicken. So, like, it was, like, a quick 2 minutes, but no, I couldn't say that you was a typical Leo in those 2 minutes. What about me? Was I, like, aquaring it up?
Aquaring it up. Do you know? Yeah, because people were trying to... Someone said something to you, and you were like, this is my girlfriend, and they were like, oh, all right, leave it alone, whatever. It was like, I've never seen anything like it. You were just so... I've never seen anyone respond to a come-on in quite a way. You were just like, oh, no, sorry, no, tee-hee. And I was like, if that was me, I would have been like, can you leave me alone, please?
I find it so funny. But yeah, I don't get that aggressive. I've only seen red twice in my life, ever.
What's that like?
Scary. I didn't know what was happening. I was like, oh, my God, like, how do I control this anger?
I like to play a fun game with myself, which is this me being a Leo, or is this borderline personality disorder? Because the lines are very blurred occasionally.
Oh my God.
I just get really... I don't tend to get angry, but little things really bug me. And sometimes I'm like, is this my disordered personality absolutely striking right now, or is this me just being a Leo? I honestly can't tell, but
I think we'd be a good mix though on a night out, because like, you'd be ready to fight and I'd be like, oh no, let's just giggle at them, like, it's so much fun, like, I'm just there for a good time and a long time. Like, and you're trying... Ashlyn's like that though, she'll try fight and I'm like, no, I'm like, I just want to drink my prosecco, just stop.
I'm very Santana Lopez. I have been known... I don't throw fists. Stop the violence. I'm very... I will look a man in his face and tell him everything he's doing wrong in that moment until he leaves me alone.
See, I would just say, no, thank you. Like, it's okay. Like, nothing against you. Just no. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. Just please leave.
No, I'm like, there's everything wrong with you.
Yeah.
No, do you know, if a guy's nice, I won't be like that. But it's only the men who come over and they're like, who are you fucking, I'm just gonna get in the middle. And like, you say that you're gay, you say you're not interested, and they don't leave you alone.
Yeah.
I have to be pushed to a point. I'm not like that off the bat, but I will get...
If someone's like, hi, it's like, you've got a snap back on, back off.
I don't even like your coat, to be honest. Can you leave me alone?
Honestly, don't even look at me again. So, like, look, from the sounds of this, it sounds like we'd be, like, a good mixture together. Like, it sounds like...
That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just thinking, like, on a night out, like, I feel like we could bring out the best of each other. You were saying, actually, you were like, I haven't looked at it, but I think we're, like, really compatible. And I was like, oh, my God, like, what does that even mean?
Well, let me tell you. In the summary of us... That sounds like a song that I'm definitely going to write when we're done.
Please.
Our percentage match. Now, take a little guess. How high do you think our percentage is?
I want to say it's high. For you to text me saying we're high, I want to say it's high. Mm-hmm. So probably like 84%.
Oh, so close. 89%.
Compatible. Oh, wow. Okay.
There are different categories. And I have not looked at these because I wanted to be pleasantly surprised.
Yes.
So, we've got our... compatibility in our values, our emotions, communication and intellect, trust, and sexual and intimacy compatibility. Now, I didn't go looking for that. The website gave it to me.
I bet you literally you sent an email saying, I need this covered, please.
Please, I just really want to know. Look, out of respect for Ashlyn, we don't have to go into that.
Oh, but, it's fine. We have no... I'm joking. I have so much respect. I was going to say we have no respect.
No respect for that. Could you imagine if that was my introductory line? I have no respect for the previous host of this podcast.
Not saying who she is.
Yeah, I don't actually even want her name to leave my lips.
I think we should go with the intimacy one first. Like, it's there.
Okay, get out
it's
the
on
way.
The cards. Let's just... Because I am such a prude, so let's just get these out the way.
Oh, yeah, you were saying this. I think this is a real yin and yang situation, because I will tell strangers about my sex life. I guess that's what I'm about to do. So our percentage compatibility is 99%.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay, so the attraction is always great in relationships of opposing signs, because something I do know is that Aquarius is the direct opposite to Leo. So apparently we would have the greatest relationship. Oh. I am the king of the entire zodiac. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. And Aquarius seems to be there to bring the king and bring down the king and fight for independence. So you take me down a peg. You keep me modest.
That's what I was saying. Like, if we was on a night out, like, you'd be there trying to fight, and I'd be like, ah, it's fine, chill, cool.
Like, calm down, it's okay. Party. Okay, this is a contradiction. Apparently our sex life would be a struggle.
Okay.
A fight and an incredible experience for both.
Get in a fight, but it'd be like the best wrestling match ever. Like, I'm just thinking like WWE right now. That's what I'm picturing. Like,
I immediately started thinking of like oil wrestling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking different. Like brutality wrestling. You're thinking like oil. Okay, we're on a different page. But that's why it's like the worst, best and worst experience, because we'd just get our wires crossed. Imagine if I brought a chair and be like, oh, sorry, we're not doing this.
Oh my God, this is so saucy.
Okay. If I go red, I'm so sorry, but I just can't deal with these things.
It's okay, we'll get through it. Look at me.
I won't look at you.
Don't look at me. Liberating and yet warm and passionate, sensual, but still interesting.
Okay.
When they find true emotion, Aquarius might actually end up respecting the king. So there's an implication that you have no respect for me on the off. The beauty of their sex life is in the things they can learn about each other's bodies, their confidence, and the way they look at the act of sex. Wow, this is so spicy. Through the struggles of insecurity and forced liberation, these are two partners to form a strong connection by a simple act of gratification. Now, nothing gets me more ready for the sexy time than the struggle of insecurity.
Yeah, I love, you know, like when you go in to do the deed and you have to check, like, are you insecure? And they're like, yeah, it's just like, oh my God, like, stop, same.
Like, oh my God, stop.
Like, I would say I'm insecure, so they've got it there, but I would never, I would never announce it. Like, I would never, just before, like, just to let you know I'm really insecure. Like,
just so you know, I really don't like my nose.
Yeah, just so you know, I hate myself. Like, imagine if someone said that to me. Like, if Ashton was like, I hate myself, I'd be like, well, we don't need to do this right now, let's talk about that. Like,
no, we can unpack that. I don't think personally the struggle of insecurity and forced liberation is for me, but apparently it's written in the stars and
yeah,
99% compatible on that.
Okay, I love. What was the other ones that were in that list of it?
Trust. Communication and intellect and emotions.
I'd like to go to emotions.
Okay, well, we're 99% compatible on emotions.
Jesus. I think I need to have a chat with Ashlyn and I'll get back to you.
Is it weird that I kind of don't want her to listen to this episode? I'm like, I know. I'm shy.
Talk about the struggle. She'll literally walk in and she'll be like, you need to stop doing the podcast, I'm coming back. Like, I can't have it.
I'm taking back my woman.
Just to let everyone know, like, if anyone's like, you imagine someone listening to be this and be like, oh my God, are they serious? Like, honestly, no. I think that, no, like, honestly, I'm 7 years in. I can't turn back now. I'm joking.
Even if I wanted to. No, look, in the time that you have been in one relationship, I have been in four.
Okay, cool.
Four, three, four. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not sat here waiting for anything to end so that I can hop on in. I'm actively out there seeking. I want to make it very clear I'm also dicking around, because
yes,
I'm a really, really sarcastic human being and my sense of humor is really dry. So if ever you hear me say something and you're like, are they being for real right now? Chances are the answer's no.
I think it's the worst match with us though, because I'm also very like dry and sarcastic. So we might take it too far, but we might get it out in the edit.
Emotions. Apparently I'm exactly what you need in a relationship.
Okay.
It doesn't specify what kind of relationship, so let's, for, you know, this sake, say it means a podcast.
One of those podcast relationships.
Yeah. We don't have any connections outside of this podcast. It's strange how we find each other on the grounds of their former relationship. Ooh.
Oh.
Okay, so wait, no, let's contextualize that. I think it is a bit strange how we've come to do this.
Yeah, like, I literally just rang you all nervous, like, in my head, I was like, who do I want to do a podcast with? And I was like, Spencer, like, there's no other person that I want to call. I want them on. Like, this is who I want, in a sense. So, yeah, like, I chased you.
You did. You chased me down.
I got you.
Put me in a really awkward position so I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
And then I spent £100 on a microphone so then I couldn't say no, yeah. You know.
But here you are and you're having the best time of your life.
I'm going to edit some words so that it fits our situation.
Okay, cool.
When a Leo joins a podcast, the entire world can feel it. The warmth pours out from the center of their being and one has to be blind or senseless not to pick it up. What's it saying about you? There's like a chunk here about Leos and then there's like a line about Aquarius.
Oh.
Let me just find a bit about you.
Please.
I don't want to talk about just me. I mean, I do, but...
Yes.
Right. Oh, Aquarius can hide their emotions much better than a Leo and often has trouble expressing and acknowledging how they feel.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty true. Like, I haven't cried. I don't cry often and people find that really weird.
I don't either.
Like, me and Ashton have been together, six years. And I think I've cried, like, a whole 4 times actually in front of her. Like, I'll just go and cry on my own. And then she'll find me and she'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, no, but I hate crying in front of people. And it's not like I'm not uncomfortable. Like, if Ashlyn's there, sure, I'll cry in front of her, but I don't deal with emotions very well. So that's true. And I don't know if that's weird or not, but it's just who I am, so I'm over it.
Get over it, yeah, you know, it's fine. I don't think that's strange. I'm the same, but in a more stoic way. It's not like I don't want to do this in front of people. I just don't want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh no, there are people. I'm like, ugh, yeah, emotions. Like, I don't want them. I don't cry. I'm literally emotionally stunted. Like, I can like be really, really, really sad and like feel like the world is caving in on me and like tears will just not happen. It's a very strange little thing. I need people around me who tell me that it's okay sometimes, because then sometimes my upset turns to anger because I'm like, I just want to cry, but I physically can't.
But I think it's that thing where people like, oh my, you know, like tweets and stuff like, oh my god, I've cried like 3 times today or whatever. And then it makes me feel weird because I'm like, well, I've cried like twice this year. I've actually cried more this year than I ever done in my life, but there's been a lot going on. But it's more like when I get that emotional and I'm crying, I'm like, oh, okay, this must be really bad for me to be crying. But then that shouldn't be a verdict of, like, your situation. Yeah. So if I cry, I cry. And it's just so annoying. So, like, honestly, I hate it. But if it happens, it happens. Yeah, it's gross. And I don't think I'm a pretty crier. And so that's one of the reasons. I'm like, I look ugly when I cry.
No one looks hot when they cry.
I don't know. Cara Delevingne would look hot when she cried, I think.
Uh-uh.
No, okay.
No, I feel like no one looks good when they cry. Maybe I'm too mean, but like, even if someone physically didn't look horrible when they cried, I would just be like, this is not
your
time
crying.
For, gross. Yeah, it's like, you're crying, that's it, like, that's it. No, I don't cry. I mean, look, I got dumped this year and I didn't cry over it. I wanted to. I tried. Yeah. Tried to make myself cry and it didn't work. I was just in my bedroom.
Oh,
like,
I'm laughing.
No, laugh at it. It's fine.
Okay. But it's so mad. But like, obviously tops off at you for not crying, but then like your emotions were valid even if you didn't cry. Like,
I think I just I don't mean this to be like concerning for anyone listening. I think I just like drank and hung out with my housemates every time I felt anything.
Yeah,
I just had a glass of wine. Listen, I'm Portuguese. I've been drinking wine since I was like out the womb. Just in case anyone didn't know.
Like, hi, congratulations, hi. You're born. Like, here's a glass of vino. Do you like barefoot?
How dare you?
Oh,
Madeirian rosé, please. Thank you.
I do not drink wine. I think I drank Echo Falls once, and that's as much as my wine knowledge goes. I've recently drank Prosecco. I'm one of those girls now, but I really love that for me. Like, I'll go into the shop and buy a Prosecco bottle, and like, I make a point of walking around like, can you everyone see I'm buying Prosecco?
It's a bit, look at me.
Yeah, good discounts in Co-op at the moment. But yeah, like, it's however you deal with your emotion. Everyone has different coping mechanisms. I hope you're someone... Well, actually, I'm having a glass of like whatever every night, so it doesn't kill you. I don't think.
Do you know what it is? I think, you know, culturally, I mean, it's... I say that, British people, the white British people also enjoy.
Me, aka me.
Also enjoy drinking a lot. So maybe not, but a thing with like a lot of Latin and Portuguese, like specifically Portuguese culture, you do just like have a glass of wine. That's just kind of what you do. Like whenever I go to like a big family thing, if one of my cousins or something's going through it, like you just hand them a glass of port and they're like, thank you. That like the obrigada. That means like,
oh, sorry, can we just say that again? I just, oh.
Obrigada.
Oh, that I love that.
Thank you.
I love that. Oh my God. Anyway. Let's Talk is going international. We do actually have listeners. Then. We do actually have listeners in Portugal. So here you are.
Exciting.
Honestly, cool, if you start having private conversations, I'm just going to be sitting here like, okay. Like,
I'm just going to like sneak a little Portuguese message in. I was covering my mouth then. Don't do that. You need to speak to a microphone, you idiot. I'm just going to say like a random message in Portuguese that you can't understand really quietly so you don't edit it out.
I've got Translate open right now, so you won't be able to get past me. I'm joking.
Right, let me see what I'm just trying to think what I can say to you. Oh, I'll say this. I think we're there. Eu te amo.
That's I love you.
Yeah.
I know it is. More. I know more. I went to Ishtar.
I know it more.
Look, I know that one.
You've been in a relationship for 6 years. We know you know love, Jesus.
Jesus, right. Okay, sorry.
Some of us don't, okay?
Okay, anyway, back to us.
Anyway, see what else it's saying about Aquarius, because I shit you not, this is all just about Leo. I think a Leo wrote these.
Did you write it? You're like, oh, I think Leo wrote it.
I will show you my screen. And I will prove myself right here, right now.
I believe you.
Oh, cute. It's a good thing, again, all about Leo. It's a good thing that Leo's warm emotional nature will melt even the coldest of hearts. There will be no safer space for an Aquarius to share their love or a podcast than in these fiery arms.
Wow. So is it saying I have a cold heart? Like...
No, I think it's saying, like, a Leo can be so warm and caring that there's, like, no safer space for someone who's maybe more sensitive.
Right, okay, no, that makes sense, yeah.
Than in these fiery arms.
I think these are the podcasts that I'm just going to start crying, like, every episode then. I'm just going to be like, oh my God, we've had such a breakthrough. But, yeah, I do find people really hard to, like, open up with and even speak to. So, like, or even feel comfortable around, like, sure, we haven't, like we've met for 2 minutes, like we spoke online, but I already feel like comfortable around you, and I find it really hard to find people like that. So once I have it, I'm just like, I know that's my person. I don't want to pretend it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like friendships, you know when you're going to get on with someone, I think, anyway. Like,
oh yeah, 100%. Do you know what it is? I do bring it out in people because I don't know what it is about me. I take a relatively long amount of time to reach like emotional vulnerability with other people, but I really bring it out in my friends. Like, I've been hanging out with my friends before, and before you know it, they're crying.
Oh my God.
They're like, I don't know why I'm crying. And I'm like, okay,
it's me.
It's fine. It's just me. Like, you out of nowhere started talking about something really emotional. And you apparently, like, I made you feel safe enough to do that.
You pull in a bottle of port out your bag and you're like, here, have it.
Take this. Take it. Honestly, I do that a lot. I need to stop. I'm just like, should I get you a drink?
No, if you handed me a drink whilst I was crying, I was like, yeah, let's go partying. We'd be in Sidewalk and like, it'd be a good time.
Party.
We actually went last night. We went to Sidewalk. You know, Sidewalk is the first gay bar that I like technically went to. Like 18-year-old me, me and Ashlyn went together, and it was the weirdest experience. And we sat in the seat that we sat at like the first time we went out last night, and it was just like one of those moments, like 6 years down the line. It's a bit weird, but it was fun.
That's very, very cute.
Yeah, it's got a special place. It's got a special place.
You guys, I just want to just digress ever so slightly and just...
No, please.
I just want to say that you guys are literally one of the fittest couples I've seen.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You are one of the cutest couples ever, because I like the fact that, because I also, you know, I listen to Les Talk.
Okay. And now you're part of Les Talk.
I know, my dreams are coming true. But I just love the way that you guys interact with each other. Like, I just love whenever you're like, Ashlyn, fuck off.
That's literally, if you lived here, you'd hear that all the time. But yeah, I think what me and Ashlyn have, like, is really special. And that's why I don't even feel like this is like a betrayal. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we are like on such on a level where she's like, go do your thing. I love Spencer. Like, she, when I told her, she was like, Spencer's perfect. Oh my God. Like, that's going to be so good. So like, she was excited for us. And like, that's mm-hmm. just our relationship. Like, there's no bitterness because like, oh, so
cute.
Yeah. Like, it's just nice to have someone like that. And through Let's Talk, you'll find... I'm joking. So, application forms will be at the end of the... I'm joking.
I expect a 500-word minimum essay on why you think we would be great together.
Honestly, if we get those.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
Leave it in a review. Yeah. Like, isn't that what people ask people to do on podcasts? Leave a review and tell me why you think we'd be perfect together. 5-star. We only accept 5-star reviews.
I don't know if you can take reviews down, but if no one gives us 5 stars, I'm always just a bit like, what are you doing? Like, there's no point if you're not giving me 5. I'm joking. Any stars but 1, I'm happy with. Well, we're happy with.
It's just you now.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine. So, I'm just gonna end
the call now.
Oh my God, this is so... I could not have... I couldn't have planned this. You saying that, the last line of this little compatibility bit is, the only thing that can endanger their relationship is their everlasting ego battle.
Yeah, I also see that for us. I see that for us a lot. Like, I don't think I have a big ego, but I think when it gets hurt, I really take it badly. Like... this is an example. So I'm getting my hair done next weekend. I know, it's exciting. And we dyed my hair in lockdown. It was a whole thing. I don't want to go into it. But she told me my hair was patchy. And I was like, look, hun, my hair's not patchy. Like, and she was trying to tell me that I've dyed it more than once. And I was like, I literally have dyed my hair once in lockdown. Like, stop telling me things. And my ego was really hurt. I rang my mom and I was like, you know, this bitch. I'm still going there, but I was just really hurt by it.
You know, in a professional setup, I don't have an ego at all.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah, I'm kind of, I think I said this to you before, like, I'm really not too, maybe it's less ego and more pride.
Mm.
I'm not too proud to, like, let go of an idea, even if I think it's really good. I'm just like, okay, well, that doesn't work with the other person that I'm in this setup with. That's totally fine. We might find that I'll be upset over something completely unrelated to the podcast, but when it comes to this, I'll be like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
you could be like, no, that idea is really shit, and I'll be like, oh yeah, fine, yeah, no worries. Well, no worries.
Whatever. See, like, I'm the opposite. Like, if someone was like, your work's rubbish, I would take that such as a personal thing. Like, I'd be like, how dare you, like, I put time into that. But like, I think I never get it, like, as a creative person, like, everyone has their creativity, and you can never say to a creative person your idea's rubbish, because that's their creativity. Just because yours is different, I find it so... I've had it so many times, and I'm just like, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And I take it more as like, they're wrong, I'm right. Go.
Shut up. No, I completely agree with that. I think, do you know what it is? Anything artistic or creative is so subjective. I think that's why I don't tend to get that upset in like any kind of... because I've always worked in... like more creative sort of outlets, so whenever people say to me, no, I don't like that idea, I'm like, okay, they don't like that idea, that's fine.
Yeah,
somebody else would. I thought it was great. I don't take it as like a, oh, that means I'm terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you just, that one person didn't like it. But I am quite sensitive. I think if someone told me my hair was patchy, I'd simply die. But I think we'll be fine here.
It's literally not patchy. I even looked in the mirror and I was like, what is she seeing? She's not seeing what I'm seeing. Maybe it is patchy and I like that, but I embrace it.
I don't think your hair's patchy.
It's not.
You've got lovely hair.
Thank you. I do regret dyeing it, but it's one of those things.
You cut it as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the worst mistake of my life. Oh,
I'm so sorry, because you messaged me like, after I hacked off all of my hair, I got easily 50 messages.
Oh, really?
Of people like that follow me and also my friends, just being like, you inspired me to cut my hair, I'm gonna get my hair cut in a week. And I always was like, yes, do it. And then afterwards I was like, I hope you like that, because
I've always had long hair, and it's one, you know, like those comfort blanket things, like it was one of those for me. And once I cut it, I just couldn't see myself. It was really weird. And yeah, I hated it, but it's growing back now. I took care of vitamins, so hopefully it comes back soon. It's not as long as I want, but it's getting there. And like, hopefully they don't cut too much off next weekend.
Take advice from a Leo. You need to be assertive and you need to say, listen, sweetheart. Come here. Snuggle up to me right now. Don't make me laugh. I'm being serious. Okay. Being quite serious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there. If you cut too much length off of my hair, I will kill you. Not only... wait, that's not...
Yep.
Not only will I kill you, I will leave a scathing review online telling other people not to... No, I'm kidding. You do have to be really like... I understand that this is your job and your profession, and I know you know what's good for hair, but I know what's good for my brain and
my life. Yeah, if you touch the length of my hair.
If you take too much length, I'm going to be really upset.
But I think from this episode, I think Les talks for a good one with us. I think we're quite compatible.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. Are you excited to actually like be a part of Les Talk? Like, I feel like we haven't actually discussed that yet. Like, what are your feelings around like being a part of this new journey of Les Talk?
I'm really, really excited because I told you this when I randomly video called you guys on New Year's Eve. The one just gone.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and you showed the cat. I forgot the name.
Demon cat. Trust me, he was a demon. Anyway, and I told you guys that I didn't have my old Twitter account, but if I did, I could literally pull up receipts. I once tweeted saying that I wanted to do a talk show called Les Talk, where I brought on like lesbian guests every week. And I was, you know, I wasn't hinting or anything.
Yeah. Maybe in the back of my head, that's why I asked you, because like you've planted the seed and it grew and I'm like, wait, like,
here we go. No, yeah, I'm definitely really, really excited. And like all of, you know, hi, if you're listening and you follow me on TikTok and that's why you're here. Hi, love you.
Hello.
Yeah, you got a good, you know, you say hello too. You're here as well.
Yeah, I guess you're here. You can say hi.
Yeah, you can speak when you're spoken to, ding-a-ling. No, if you're listening from TikTok, you'll know if you follow my second account that I have not shut up about being on here. I keep on being like, hi, bestie. Yeah, I keep on posting videos like, hey, besties, 2 more days until I record my podcast. Come on, because I'm so excited.
I have not got your second account. I have not. I'm never really on TikTok. No, I have a TikTok for my cat. I brought him a Wonder Woman outfit, put him in that, and then he couldn't walk in it and fell off his perch, but I found it really funny. And that's, we've got matching outfits, yeah. But yeah, that's great. I love that you've been so excited. Like, I was excited. I was getting a bit nervous. That's why I had a drink. I was like, settle the nerves. Like, you'll be fine. But look, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. This is longer than me and Ashton ever spoke on an episode, so that's cute as well.
Yeah.
But please, if you've enjoyed this episode, leave us 5-star review and rating on whatever you're listening on. And please go show Spencer some love as their first time of hearing on Les Talk.
I'm excited. Yeah, leave a 5-star review and also, yeah, just leave a little... leave a little application to be my new... I don't like men, sorry if there are any men listening. Yeah, I mean, you can apply. It's just an immediate...
No, like, rejection. Obviously, if a man is listening, thank you for listening. We welcome you.
Love
here.
That for you.
But just don't send anything in, please.
just a 5-star review will be suffice, thank you.
If you have any cute stories or funny dating stories or anything, I'm sure Spencer can have a few to throw to the mix. I've only got Ashlyn, so... this is why I'm literally like saying that. But if you've got any fun stories, please send it over to lestalkpod@gmail.com. I think I've got that right. It will be in the show notes so you can send it all in. We will be updating all our social medias too with Spencer's beautiful face. So yeah, we'll be more active on socials. And yeah, you can find us all there.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.